Of my belly. I thought it impossible that a single one of these butterflies had survived McKenna Jones. "He's coming to town, Pandora. What are you going to do about it?" The thought of him being in the same state makes me scowl bleakly. "Seriously, asshole? You had to come here?" I begin reading the article about Crack Bikini, how the band has revolutionized music. How even Obama has openly said this band is responsible for turning young kids back to the music of the masters, Mozart, Beethoven. But it doesn't end there. It's just getting started turning up the schmooze. The reporter keeps going on and on about how this tour has sold out Madison Square Garden faster than Justin Bieber's first show, and how it will be the concert of the year, if not the decade. Briefly, the band's breakout song flits through my head. For a time, this song played on every radio station in the country, and it made me loathe music with a passion. Hell, the mere thought of it angers me all over again. My hands shake as I set down the newspaper, fold it, and try to move on to another section. I live with my mother and my cousin, and I've always had an appreciation for my quiet time on Saturdays, when Magnolia has ballet and my mother has errands. But now, my precious Saturday, time I get our apartment to myself, has officially been ruined. Not only my Saturday, this just ruins my entire fucking year. McKenna, in Seattle. My hands tremble as I go back to the entertainment section and slowly scan for the date of the concert. I find myself clicking open Internet Explorer on my phone and navigating straight to Ticketmaster. Yep, the show is already sold out. So I head to eBay, where I discover the staggering prices the best tickets command. I don't know why, but for a moment I imagine myself in one of those pricey seats, calling him the world's greatest asshole from up close so he can hear through all the noise he and his band members make. I don't know what I'm doing, or maybe I do know. A cold chill is settling in my body. The show is sold out. The tickets cost a fortune. But no, I won't miss this opportunity. It's been almost 6 years since I last saw him. Almost 6 years since seeing that hard, perfect man butt as he jumped into his jeans. The first time he took me, I could almost see my V-card nicely tucked into his back pocket. He told me he loved me and asked me to tell him that I loved him. He was still inside me when he asked if I wanted him to be with me. I cried instead, because something is wrong with me and I couldn't. I couldn't say it back. But I know that he knew. He kissed me even harder than ever when I started to cry, and our kiss tasted of my tears. At the time, I thought it all so painful and raw, the way he kissed me. So beautiful. I trembled as he held me. I couldn't seem to piece myself back together after breaking for him the way I did during my orgasms. I could hear his breath mingle with my breath as he soothed a hand down my spine, telling me over and over that he loved me. And that wasn't the only time he took me. For days and weeks and months, we made hot, fevered love. I was 17, and he was my everything. And when he took me, I thought he wanted everything I had to give. He left anyway. Bastard. McKenna was a secret, you see. He was the closest I've ever been to a person in my life, but he was a secret nobody could find out about, especially not my mother. He knew it. I knew it, but we always managed to see each other anyway. We lied, hid, stole out of our homes and into the night, meeting at the docks and hijacking some unsuspecting family's yacht until sunrise. We didn't care who our families were or what was best for us. As far as I was concerned, he was it for me, and I for him. He was my best friend, too. My world broke when I heard he left Seattle. He didn't even say goodbye. The last thing he'd said to me was that he loved me. Now I hate love. I thought that with his absence the wound would heal, but the wound is still there. It's festered and bubbled up and grown. I gave the motherfucker everything that was in my young, stupid heart to give, and he ruined me. Well, fuck him. Next week he's in Seattle. He and his mashers are in town, and everyone is going. I call them mashers because there's no other group like them. They mash their songs to someone else's, to real music. Bach, Chopin.